Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Urban Land Use Planning. Fifth edition is a professional planning text by Philip R. Berkey, David R. Godshalk, Edward J. Kaiser, and Daniel A. Rodriguez that focuses on the theory and practice of local land use planning. It is not a case-based narrative book, but a methodological guide for students, planners, and public officials working with growth management, zoning, comprehensive planning, and sustainable community development. The fifth edition updates the long-standing framework of earlier editions by giving greater attention to sustainability, livability, transportation integration, digital planning tools, and public participation. Its purpose is to show how land use planning can be structured as a disciplined process for understanding competing interests, evaluating future conditions, comparing policy choices, and shaping development patterns over time. The book is widely regarded as a core reference in planning education because it combines practical procedure with a strong normative view of what responsible land use planning should accomplish. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a planning framework built around competing public and private interests. One of the book's central contributions is its attempt to organize land use planning as a response to real conflicts among stakeholders rather than as a purely technical exercise. It presents planning as a way to reconcile divergent priorities among residents, developers, public agencies, elected officials, and advocacy groups. This matters because land use decisions are rarely neutral. They affect property value, mobility, environmental quality, neighborhood character, and access to opportunity. The book therefore treats planning as a structured decision process in which values must be made explicit and trade-offs must be managed openly. Instead of assuming a single correct outcome, it shows how planners can create a reasoned basis for action in contested settings. That emphasis makes the text especially useful for local planning practice, where legitimacy and consensus building are as important as technical analysis. The result is a framework that is both procedural and political, reflecting the reality that land use policy is shaped by competing claims about the future of land, community, and development. Secondly, planning support systems for evaluating futures, policies, and scenarios. The book gives substantial attention to planning support systems, which are methods and tools for assessing future conditions, comparing alternatives, and helping planners visualize the consequences of policy choices. This is a key part of the book because land use planning requires more than general principles. It depends on the ability to analyze how change may unfold under different assumptions. The text explains how planners can move from description to evaluation by using models, scenario comparison, and visioning techniques. In practical terms, this means a planner can examine how a proposed policy might affect growth patterns, service demands, or land consumption before adoption. The importance of this approach is that it gives decision makers a more defensible basis for action and helps reduce reliance on intuition alone. By framing planning as an evidence-informed process, the book reinforces the role of analytical support in making local plans more credible, transparent, and adaptable to uncertainty. Thirdly, sustainability and the three S's, the organizing logic of the fifth edition. The fifth edition places clearer emphasis on sustainability than earlier versions, especially through the threes of economy, environment, and equity. This is one of the book's most distinctive updates because it reflects a broader shift in planning toward integrated community outcomes rather than isolated land regulation. The book treats sustainable communities as places where economic vitality, ecological responsibility, and social fairness must be considered together. That approach matters because land use patterns can either reinforce inequality and environmental degradation or support healthier and more balanced development. By foregrounding sustainability, the text encourages planners to think beyond immediate zoning compliance and ask whether a policy supports long-term community resilience. It also helps connect land use planning to broader public goals such as resource conservation, accessibility, and inclusive growth. The result is a more contemporary planning lens that does not separate development from sustainability, but treats sustainability as a core planning objective shaping both process and outcome. Fourthly, livability, transportation integration, and the design of complete communities. Another major theme in the fifth edition is the integration of land use with transportation and the inclusion of livability objectives. This reflects the practical recognition that the form of a city or region depends on how homes, jobs, services, and transport systems are arranged together. Land use decisions that ignore transportation often produce congestion, dependence on driving, and inefficient infrastructure. While poor spatial planning can weaken neighborhood accessibility and public life, the book responds to this by showing why planners must coordinate land use policies with mobility patterns and community design goals. Livability in this context is not a vague slogan. It refers to planning choices that affect walkability, accessibility, convenience, and the everyday quality of urban environments. By bringing transportation and land use into the same analytic frame, The book helps readers understand how physical form influences behavior and public outcomes. This makes the text especially relevant to practitioners trying to create more coherent, connected, and functional communities. Lastly, public participation, digital media, and collective urban design in contemporary planning. The fifth edition also expands attention to public participation and digital media, showing how planning practice has changed with new communication tools and broader expectations for inclusion. Rather than treating design as the product of experts alone, the book supports collective urban design based on analysis and participation. This is significant because land use planning is most effective when it incorporates local knowledge, public values, and shared understanding of community priorities. Digital media can widen access to planning information, improve visualization, and make scenarios easier for non-experts to evaluate. At the same time, participation is not presented as a substitute for analysis. Instead, it works alongside technical methods to improve the quality and legitimacy of plans. This combination is one of the book's most practical strengths. It shows that modern land use planning must be both analytically rigorous and publicly accountable. The chapter-level emphasis on participation and digital tools reflects the reality that planning outcomes increasingly depend on communication, transparency, and collaborative decision-making. In conclusion, Urban Land Use Planning, 5th edition, is best suited for planning students, municipal planners, consultants, and public officials who need a serious introduction to the logic of local land use decision-making. It is also useful for practitioners who already know the basics of zoning or comprehensive planning, but want a more integrated account of how planning support systems, sustainability goals, transportation coordination, and public participation fit together. The book stands out in its category because it does not simply describe planning rules or legal procedures. Instead, it offers a durable methodological framework for understanding how land use plans are formed, tested, and justified in real-world settings. Its focus on the 3S, livability and collective urban design, gives it a more contemporary orientation than older planning texts, while its emphasis on competing stakeholder priorities keeps it grounded in practical governance. For readers seeking a reference book that combines conceptual clarity with direct relevance to local planning practice, it remains one of the most authoritative works in the field. If you would like to support Philip R. Burke, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.